Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you are joining us for the second day of our lesson about Bluetooth fashion. That's right, technology is getting a new look. We already talked about some ways it's getting a new trendy look. It's looking cooler. Carolyn, what is one thing that Bluetooth is doing to look cool?
Well, yesterday we were talking about Bluetooth clothing. We learned that a fashion designer, Asher Levine, has just released a new line of clothing that uses Bluetooth technology. There are microchips inside the clothes that connect to your iPhone so that if you lose your phone or if you lose the clothes, you can use an app on your phone to find them.
It's very cool. And of course, there's also the Ripple, designed by Ilya Friedman. And this is kind of a little circular device that is actually the same function as talking to someone on your phone, but it also plays music. If you don't feel like talking to your friends, you can just play music and leave that thing that looks like an earring in your ear. It's pretty cool. Well, it's now time for us to continue learning about Bluetooth fashion with Spray Bluetooth speakers.
Bluetooth fashion. Spray Bluetooth speaker. Clothing label Echo Unlimited is making its technology debut with a Bluetooth speaker that looks like a can of spray paint. The Spray Bluetooth speaker also contains a microphone, which you can pair with your smartphone for hands-free calling. The speakers have up to 10 hours of battery life. Twist the top to skip songs or control volume. Pros: its clever design will impress urban artists and geeks alike. Cons: users will look like they are talking and listening to a can of spray paint.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Sometimes it's hard to keep up with all the changes in technology. But Bluetooth is now making it easier and more fun. But before we begin our reading, let's preview our vocabulary for the day. Speaker. Speaker is a noun. Harold's new speakers make the whole house shake. Battery. Battery is a noun. The car's battery died during the trip. Geek. Geek is a noun. Ted can fix any computer. He calls himself a geek. Vibrate. Vibrate is a verb. Your phone is vibrating. You should answer it. Your more information word is accessory. Accessory is a noun. Now let's get ready to finish the article.
Those are definitely some pros and cons. Okay, we're talking about the Spray Bluetooth speaker here, and speaker happens to be from our word bank. What is a speaker, Carolyn?
Well, a speaker is a piece of equipment or a device that we've learned that word before that produces sound. So you might have a speaker on your computer that lets you listen to music, or maybe you have a nice speaker system in your car. You have very good speakers and you can listen to very high quality music.
That's right. The music might be very loud through your speakers, or speakers might be playing very soft music. You can say, turn the speakers up or turn your speakers down, please. Okay, so Spray Bluetooth speakers. Clothing label Echo Unlimited is making its technology debut with a Bluetooth speaker that looks like a can of spray paint. Very cool.
Well, that is certainly a unique way to make your debut. So this is their first time doing something like this, if it's a debut. And they are actually a clothing label. So they aren't used to using a lot of technology. They're used to producing clothes.
That's right. I used to have a pair of shorts by Echo Unlimited. You see those words UNLTD. That's just kind of short for unlimited. And it's making its debut with this Bluetooth speaker. It looks like a can of spray paint. And I think that Steve and Ken are in the information cloud waiting for us. They want to share about that word debut.
Okay, friends, let's take a look at this word debut, spelled D-E-B-U-T. Now, upon first seeing it, you may think it's pronounced debut, but no, it's pronounced debut.
That's right, debut. The T is silent. That's because this word was originally a French word meaning to begin.
Now, you might be wondering, what about debut's past tense? Should I say something debuted or debuted?
Again, the T is silent, so you should read it as if the T is not there. The product debuted 5 years ago.
And by the same reasoning, the progressive form should be pronounced debuting, and the plural form is debuts. You pronounce all of them without the T sound.
However, there is a related word that is pronounced with the T sound, debutante.
That's right. A young woman who is making a formal debut into society is a debutante, not debutante.
在课文中出现这个字 D-E-B-U-T 这个字是读debut 后面的T不发音 因此它的过去式要读debuted 进行式要读debuting 复数要读debuts 所有的T都不发音 debut表示首次登台 第一次露面 但是有另外一个字 D-E-B-U-T-A-N-T 这个字 要读debutante 虽然它的字根是debut 但因为它已经是另外一个字 所以中间的T跟字尾的T都要读出来 一个debutante 是个首次进入社交界的少女 这就是今天的InfoCloud 我们下次云端见
Thank you, guys. Well, it is good to know how to say different words in English. Some of them can be very tricky. Continuing talking about this new speaker, the Spray Bluetooth speaker also contains a microphone, which you can pair with your smartphone for hands-free calling. So it's not just a speaker that produces sound, but it also has a microphone so that it can take the place of just holding the phone to your head. You can just leave your phone sitting down and use this speaker instead.
Interesting. So the spray paint can speaker thing is sitting on your desk and you're talking to this spray paint can. Well, we see a word here in this sentence. You can pair your smartphone with this thing. So oftentimes, if your smartphone has Bluetooth, then you pair it with something else so that you can use that other thing. That's the word we use. You pair it when two or more things come together.
That's right. So you can pair it with your phone so that you can use the Bluetooth instead of using your phone to make calls or answer calls. Now, the speakers have up to 10 hours of battery life, which is great. That means that you can use it for a long time. And we see a word from our word bank, battery. Now, a battery is something that holds energy or produces energy so that you can power something. I'm sure that there is a battery in your laptop and your cell phone, and you need to make sure that your battery is charged. Otherwise, you won't be able to use any of your electronics.
Okay, so those are batteries that you can recharge. But, of course, there are many batteries out there that you can only use once, and then you have to throw those batteries away. All right, so use batteries for energy for all of your electronic devices. Of course, sometimes you might want to plug it into a wall so you don't use your battery so much. But here we see that this thing has up to 10 hours of battery life, which is not bad.
it isn't bad, and it's interesting that it says battery life. A lot of times we say when the battery can't provide any more power, mm-hmm. we say that the battery is dead. So we use these words to describe batteries, I guess because they do produce energy and kind of bring electronics to life.
That's right. Well, we're talking about these speakers here. You can twist the top to skip songs or control volume. That's cool. So you're listening to music, and then you take your can of spray paint and just twist the top a little bit to control the volume or skip some songs.
That's right. Well, we have a question word, pros. So good things with a question mark. Its clever design will impress urban artists and geeks alike. So there are some good things about this. Both groups will be impressed. Urban artists are people in cities who are into art, and there are also geeks. Now, let's look at that word from our word bank. Gabe, what is a geek?
Geek, that's kind of a fun word to say, to talk about someone who just loves technology, just loves working with technology, learning about new things and technology. Often it has to do with technology. And they just know a lot about technology. And they would certainly, or many would certainly be impressed with this speaker.
That's right. So a geek is someone who knows a lot about technology, is very interested in it, but it could also be someone who is very interested in science mm-hmm. or some other subject that is just very intense. Science, math, computers are all very complicated, so they need to study it, and that is the pro. Now,
that's right.
How do we continue, Gabe?
Well, we're talking about pros and cons here. Users will look like they are talking and listening to a can of spray paint. Yeah, that's what I was thinking earlier. You're just talking to this can of spray paint. That can be kind of cool, or maybe a little geeky as well. Well, right now it's time for us to continue learning with Liz and the Grammar Gym, and then we'll see Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi friends, welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We find this in today's fashion article. Pros? Its clever design will impress urban artists and geeks alike. Cons? Users will look like they're talking and listening to a can of spray paint. Our grammar tip focus is on the two words, pros and cons. It comes from the idiom pros and cons, which means the reasons why something should and shouldn't be done. In the case of today's article, the writer takes the idiom apart in order to first mention the good qualities and then the not-so-good qualities. You can do the same when you are giving a report on something and you want to mention the good side and bad side of your subject. For example, what are the pros to this new gadget? It is waterproof and lightweight. Cons? It needs to be recharged every 4 hours. Or, I don't know whether to buy these shoes or not. Pros, they're pretty and they fit comfortably. Cons, they're very expensive. If you turn to today's grammar tip section, you'll find more example sentences there. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 battery 这个名词。Battery 是指电池，例如 The remote control truck needs only 1 9-volt battery. 这台遥控车只需要一颗9伏特的电池。或者是 Using rechargeable batteries saves money and is also eco-friendly. 使用可充电式的电池可以省钱，而且还环保。继续我们看的是 geek 这个名词。Geek 在这里是指科技产品迷。例如 My brother the geek studies all sorts of apps.我哥是个科技产品迷，研究各式各样的应用程式。或者是 This entrepreneur used to be a computer geek. 这位企业家过去是个电脑迷。或者是 The geeks at our school have their own club, and they always talk about computers and games. 我们学校的电脑狂有自己的社团，他们总是在讨论电脑跟游戏。
Today we are continuing our lesson on Bluetooth fashion and how Bluetooth technology is being used in many different ways now. Today we've been talking about the Spray Bluetooth speaker, which is a speaker that uses Bluetooth technology and produces sound, and you can also pair it with your phone to use as a hands-free device so that you don't need to hold your phone. Well, there are pros and cons to it, and we have another interesting device to learn about, the smart watch.
Bluetooth fashion. Smart watches. Ezio has created a line of Bluetooth-enabled watches that connect to your smartphone. The Ezio Bluetooth 4.0 smartwatch beeps and vibrates when you get a call, text, or email. It also lets you know anytime your phone is more than 5 to 10 feet away from you. Although this isn't the first smartwatch on the market, it's sure to be a favorite. Why? It's designed to look like a high-fashion watch, not a piece of technology. These new accessories show that fashion is getting smarter and technology is looking better.
Technology is looking better and better all the time. Let's start learning about smart watches here. Ezio has created a line of Bluetooth-enabled watches that connect to your smartphone. All right, that's cool. So we've talked about some speakers that can connect with your smartphone, some little earring pieces that you can use to talk, and now these watches, these smart watches.
And that is very interesting that they are Bluetooth enabled. So if something is enabled, that means that it can be used. So these watches are Bluetooth enabled, and they can use Bluetooth technology with your smartphone. Very interesting. Now, the Ezio Bluetooth 4.0 smartwatch beeps and vibrates when you get a call, text, or email. So, this sounds very interesting, Gabe.
Yes, it does. It kind of vibrates. You can tell when someone is calling just from your watch. That's great. You can tell time and when someone's calling. Let's take a look at this keyword, vibrate. Now, if something vibrates, that means it moves a little bit. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's not like when I'm walking around, not that kind of movement, but just a little bit, you can feel it. It moves.
Well, vibrate is a very small, fast motion. So maybe if you don't want your phone to ring, you can put it on vibrate so that the phone will vibrate when you get a call. Mm-hmm. Now, it can still make noise if it is against something, but usually you would just feel it. I know a lot of other things that we use can also vibrate. I use a toothbrush that vibrates back and forth to help me clean my teeth a little bit better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing. There are lots of things that might have that vibration setting that vibrates. So, actually, yeah, my phone was just ringing a minute ago. It was set on vibrate mode, though, so it was only vibrating, but I could hear it because, like Carolyn said, it was on a desk. Okay, so we're talking about this smartwatch. It also lets you know anytime your phone is more than 5 to 10 feet away from you.
Well, that is very interesting. So it could be very helpful if you are traveling, if you're walking quickly. You can't feel your phone vibrate, but you're wearing a watch. You could feel your watch vibrate and know that someone is trying to get a hold of you. And it also lets you know when your phone is more than 5 to 10 feet away from you. So if you forget your phone, maybe you're in a taxi and your phone slips out of your pocket, well, your watch will start vibrating and you'll know that you left your phone. So this could be very helpful as well.
I think this is extremely useful. I think that maybe I should buy something like a smartwatch because sometimes I do lose things. I did lose my iPhone once. Maybe it would have been good for me to have a smartwatch on me. Well, we're continuing to talk about this. Although this isn't the first smartwatch on the market, it's sure to be a favorite. So there are other smartwatches out there?
Well, that's what it sounds like. There are other companies that have made smartwatches before, but this one is sure to be a favorite, which means that lots and lots of people are going to like this one more than the others. Why? Why, Gabe? Tell me why.
Well, it's designed to look like a high fashion watch, which is really cool, not a piece of technology. So as we talked about before, of course, some Bluetooth technology, it just looks like a piece of technology. This is designed to look cool, a high fashion watch.
Ah, so I think a lot of smart watches or watches of this design, they're kind of big or bulky and they don't look very good. Maybe they aren't very comfortable, but they're useful because they have good functions that help you, but they don't look good. However, this one from Ezio is a high fashion watch, so it's probably very expensive and looks great.
I think so. Well, these new accessories show that fashion is getting smarter and technology is looking better. Okay, so we see a word there, these accessories. Carolyn, what's an accessory?
Well, an accessory is something that goes along with something else. And a lot of times we use this to refer to things in fashion. Mm-hmm. So your shirt, your shoes, your pants, those aren't really accessories. But if you wear a bracelet or a necklace, earrings, a watch, any rings on your fingers, those would all be accessories. Even a belt would be an accessory.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm not wearing any accessories today. Like Carolyn, she's got a necklace and some beautiful earrings. But Carolyn's right, this belt could also be considered an accessory. Now, there are some stores. There's actually a store called Accessorize, and they sell accessories. So, do you like to wear accessories? Do you use accessories?
And would you want technology to be a part of those accessories, as we've been talking about in this article? Well, think about it, talk about it in English, and for now, we're going to go join Michelle in the language lab.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 vibrate 这个动词。Vibrate 是指震动。例如 ,my phone vibrates when it gets an app message. 我的电话接到 app 的讯息会震动。或者是 the sound of the drums vibrated the whole studio. 鼓的声音让整个录音室都震动起来。它的名词是 vibration, V-I-B-R-A-T-I-O-N。例如 ,this device can detect the slightest vibration.这个装置可以侦测到最轻微的震动。最后我们看的是 accessory 这个名词。Accessory 是指配件或饰品。例如 scarves are an accessory that go with any kind of clothes. 围巾是可以搭配任何衣服的配件。或者是 sunglasses are important accessories, especially for celebrities. 太阳眼镜是非常重要的配件，尤其是对名人而言。它的动词是 accessorize,A-C-C-E-S-S-O-R-I-Z-E, 意思是装饰或者是穿戴饰品。例如 ,she used a belt to accessorize her plain gray suit. 她用一条皮带来装饰这套平凡的灰色套装。And let's get back to our lesson now.
Well, I've enjoyed learning about Bluetooth fashion, and we've talked about four different kinds of things or items thatuse Bluetooth or are Bluetooth enabled. Which one of these was most interesting to you or maybe interests you most? You might buy it. Carolyn?
Well, I actually really like the idea of the ripple. I think that a lot of Bluetooth headsets don't look that great and aren't something that I really want to be wearing on my head. But the ripple looks really cool and very fashionable.And as someone who likes to wear earrings, I could see myself using the ripple. What about you, Gabe?
Yeah, well, I could see you using the ripple too, Carolyn. That would look good. For me, an accessory like the smartwatch. That sounds pretty cool and useful and helpful. As, like I said, I might lose my smartphone sometimes. The smartwatch will help me remember where it is. Okay, well, thank you for joining us today. And of course, we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you then!